Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the next episode of Down the Wire, episode 13, lucky 13, 14, 14, unlucky 14. We bring the heat, talking about the throwers all day, football, baseball, all this and more, and there's a bird on my shoulder, coming at ya, Down the Wire.
Okay, get me out of this house.
All right, episode 14, baby.
Aya.
14, 1-4. I am really excited for this episode. I don't know why.
I know, it's really kind of terrifying.
Why? I don't know, I was just
you
excited.
You never have this much energy.
I know, I was just excited. I'm done with school now. Like, I'm over. It's a big relief. I can just work now. Had the day off today. Only a day off during the week now. Until I leave.
Got a fresh haircut.
Did get a haircut. Looking a little less scruffy now.
And I have a bird on my shoulder.
There is a bird. We just always have a random new animal in the background.
Like,
surprisingly. Well, that probably doesn't bode well for us.
Otherwise, if I didn't bring this bird down, it was going to be upstairs and it was going to be like, squawk, squawk.
Right. It's going to be way louder. She's comfortable right there.
Yes.
She's very comfortable.
Yeah, I know. That thing is needy.
Definitely. Well, you can thank our mother for that.
Ah.
That's pretty much what that was. Well, it's been a week. It feels like it's been a while since we've done a podcast.
It does feel long.
Doesn't it feel longer this time? Mm. I don't know why. Maybe because we did the two episodes that one time.
We got spoiled.
Yeah, we were like three episodes in a week period.
Whoa.
Right, yeah. And now it's like, didn't even do anything. It feels like. But there was a lot of cool stuff. A lot of big stories around the sports world all over. I didn't write this down in our notes prior to, but I just thought of it. Did you watch Canelo Alvarez fight this weekend?
No, you're the combat sport person.
I know. I just like always watch the big ones, kind of. I'm not even a really diehard fan. I illegally streamed it, so I didn't pay for it or anything. I only watched his fight.
I could have went to my boss's house.
People buy boxing fights? I always just illegally stream them.
Are you kidding me?
It was a joke, yeah.
I get it, but like you're in a household where...
You have to buy the boxing pay-per-view.
Yeah,
regardless, wherever it is.
That's what the Puerto Rican wants.
And he was fighting this guy, Billy Joe Saunders, who I've never heard of him before, but
he's good.
Yeah, he looked really good against him.
And it's a good little rivalry that they have, too.
I think he ended his career.
Nah.
He broke his eye socket.
So?
It was immediate surgery after.
That's standard practice.
I don't know. It was in his other eye. It was in his right eye, even though it was the right uppercut because of how he dodged.
Why couldn't they just leave it there? Just two eyes looking through one socket.
It was it was a nasty uppercut. It was disgusting. And he was losing low key the whole entire fight. But
ooh.
Canelo. I think he was losing. I think he was. Yeah.
I told you. This is going to be the next boxing rivalry.
Well, we should see. We should see. All right, Carlos don't think so.
Well, what's he know?
I don't know.
It's not like he's ever boxed. Oh, wait.
Ooh.
Got him.
Good thing you don't listen. Okay.
He'll be back.
Right.
Just like Tim Tebow.
Ooh. Good segue.
You like that?
Good segue.
I set myself up.
All right.
Tim Tebow is back in the NFL.
In the NFL.
Bringing Jesus with him.
And Tim Tebow now, does this just make him the biggest attention whore in sports history?
Oh, well, I mean, we do have Aaron Rodgers right now.
I know. I get it. But, like, it's just all of sports, though. Like, he's going back and forth with all these. Went from first round draft pick to playoff winning quarterback to never playing again to going to baseball to coming back to play a different
position.
Well,
you forgot going to baseball to never playing again.
Right.
To back to football.
To playing, no.
Which, I don't know what the depth chart is for that Jaguars team, but from what I hear, it's atrocious.
I don't know. Trevor Lawrence has never lost a regular season game in his entire career.
Okay.
In high school or college. And I get it, like, who cares? This is pros. Not saying that he's going to be successful next year, but that's got to be a positive trend.
All right. Here is the lineup, the depth chart lineup for the Jacksonville Jaguars at tight end.
I'll tell you. Oh.
At tight end.
Just his position.
Just this. Just tight end.
Okay.
We have starter Chris Manhertz.
What?
James O'Shaughnessy.
I think I've heard the name.
Luke Farrell.
Definitely haven't heard that one.
And Tim Tebow.
Yeah, Tebow's going to catch some touchdown passes.
Tim Tebow is the fourth string tight end.
He's going to catch some touchdown passes.
No.
Okay, here.
If anything, they do some weird, tricky-dicky, like, shovel pass to the... Not shovel pass, but like, what's it called? Like, flea flicker style.
Okay, now here's the question. Tim Tebow can now be any number he wants because of the new number change rule. Is Tim Tebow a tight end? And is his number or his touchdown totals going to be larger at the end? I'm thinking...
It's definitely going to be his number.
What if he gets, like, you know, like, one?
No.
Like, number one. Or 15. No. He's probably going to be 15.
Even if it's one, I'm still thinking it's...
Really?
I don't think...
What? They're going to get him involved. He's going to be like a wildcat.
Really?
Tell him he's not Taysom Hill.
Come on, don't lie.
He can't be Taysom Hill.
You want Tim Tebow to be 69.
That would be pretty nice.
That would be amazing.
But there's just no way.
Do it for Jesus.
He can't. He would not be able to.
It would be a... Why? You said he could be any number.
Yeah, I don't think he can. I don't think he can, actually.
I'm going to look up who's the Jaguars number 69.
It's a lineman number still.
Well, you don't know. You just said he could be any number.
It can be one. It can be 0 through 49 and... 80 through 90, or an 80 through 89. That's the numbers he's allowed to be.
Well, I'm just saying. number 69 is Ty Shatley. Tyler Shatley.
Tyler Shatley.
Yep. Shat.
That is, that's tough.
That's so apropos.
Do you think he's going to make the opening day?
No.
You don't think so?
No. Why?
Why not?
How old is Tim Tebow?
He's 34.
34? Yeah. When's the last time he played? Like 2012?
Probably. Like in the game or on a team?
In the game.
Yeah, it's even longer.
Oh,
I think that was
God.
The 2011 playoffs.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because so wasn't that, Peyton Manning there by 2012?
Peyton Manning
had to be there by 2012.
Oh, I thought it was 2013. And then didn't he? He won in 2013 and lost.
Did he win the MVP in his first year there? He won the MVP or his second year. I thought it was his second year. Here, let's go.
I don't know. Needless to say, it's bad. Tim Tebow is going to have some struggles.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be fun. He should have just did this in the beginning. Instead of going to do this baseball stunt. Like, why not just be like, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm not really a quarterback. I'll play tight end. Could have made a career out of it. Look at you could have. He could have.
Whatever.
2012, he was there with Denver, right there.
Okay, so then, yeah.
It had to be 2011. Missed the season. Yeah, Tim Tebow is probably 2012.
His career is coming back, baby.
That's what I mean.
You know whose career is over?
Whose career is over?
Albert Pujols.
Oh, my God. The setups today.
Dude, I'm on it.
That's just great segues.
I strategically set up all my stories,
2012,
guess.
Indeed, is the last season for Tim Tebow. He got two starts.
Okay. He did? Oh, I didn't realize he started in 2012. Wow.
But he only
for
had
the Jets?
Eight passes.
Yeah.
Six for eight, though.
Oh, you know, good for him. Good for him.
All right, Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols is donezo, man.
That's kind of sad.
You know what? It would be sad, except Albert Pujols never did anything good in L.A. Do you know when the last time his on-base percentage was over 800?
When?
2012. His first year with L.A.
Yikes.
Dude, he has not done anything. I mean, outside of a few home runs.
I mean,
here
he was
there.
An all-star in 2015. He had 40 homers.
Nah.
31 homers. He wasn't MVP Albert Pujols, for sure.
Yeah, he wasn't
no.
St. Louis Albert Pujols.
No,
man.
And if he would have been, then maybe Mike Trout would have a ring because they had that bat in there.
Well, first, you can't even talk about that because their pitching has always been
atrocious.
Severely underwhelming. Yes. They might get the pitchers, but they never capitalize and do what they should do.
Now, does Albert Pujols get every single vote for the Hall of Fame? Is he unanimous? The only one's Mariano Rivera right now.
I'm going to say no.
Because Ken Griffey, I think, missed it by one vote.
I'm going to say no.
That's just crazy.
All depends on who dies.
Yeah,
with
that's
the
fair.
Hall of Fame voting committee. I'm sorry, but it's true. The Hall of Fame voting committee is awful. They always have to follow these stupid standards of, like, you don't get in on your first try type deal, or like you make sure that no one gets a unanimous vote.
Right.
A bunch of garbage.
You know, this might hurt his Hall of Fame stock right here, but he only is an all-time leader in the MLB in one stat, and it's grounded into double plays. Over 400.
Good for him.
403.
Good for
him. In fact, leading the league many years with highs such as 27, 29, 28. Jeez.
It's not going to hurt him. Stop it.
I'm kidding. But it looks at...
Do you think he gets picked up? I don't.
No,
he's just so bad, dude.
He's not... Yeah, he hasn't been productive in a while. He's batting .198 this year only.
He gets picked up by St. Louis just so they can retire.
Yeah,
he can retire.
Probably. He was our closest we were going to get to 700 homers in a while, too.
It was, like 670?
Yeah, just below. 667. Oh, two-thirds of the way to 1,000.
One away from the Dallas
relax,
number.
Relax.
Come on, that would have been perfect. Think about
for
it.
For him?
No. We have Tim Tebow, man of God. Go right into 666 Albert Pujols.
Oh, okay.
Now you see where I'm going with this?
All right, you were playing for content.
Fire.
You were playing
that
for content.
That would have been fire.
All right. I respect it.
You know whose career is in jeopardy? More segues. Christian Yelich.
Dude, is he going to play ever again?
He needs to take the rest of the year off. That's my personal take.
Oh, my God.
That's my personal take. I know that's a huge blow, but this back thing is clearly an issue. For those of you that don't know, Christian Yelich went on the DL again
returning from one day.
Yeah, for back tightness, right?
Yeah,
or back soreness.
Along those lines.
He's got something messed up back there. And he take the year off, or at least right now, go get it checked out. Because not only do the team doctors not know, Christian Yelich doesn't know what the hell is wrong with him.
I know. It's really not what you like to see when you're a Brewers fan, but at the same time, they're winning games with Tyrone Taylor and with these guys I've never heard of.
An abundance of outfielders, man. Locane is actually
coming in. If they could lose a position, that is true. Outfield is somewhere they...
Jackie Bradley, they were smart.
Osvaldo Garcia.
I wish he did more. I wish he was more like the White Sox Garcia. But, you know,
it is what it is. He's coming around this year. He's all right. I like him this year.
JBJ, though, is doing some damage out there.
Look, that one I want a little more out of.
But he was meant to be a defensive guy, not an offensive.
Yeah, but he's also getting $12 million a year.
He's fine. What does he have, a 3-year deal?
Two, I think, only.
Is it three with a team 12. Option?
Maybe he has a club option. But what about Colton Wong? Are you mixing their deals up, maybe?
No, Colton Wong's got like a 4-year deal, I thought.
Did he really get that much?
I thought so.
I don't think he got that much. I don't know. We'll figure that out, too.
But, in my opinion, Yelich needs to sit out. He needs to rest his back up. He needs to go and seek some second, third, fourth options, fourth opinions, and get this thing fixed up. He's young, man. Like, if he doesn't... this could be a serious injury.
That's fair. I'm worried about it because the Brewers just don't have a power hitter, and that is just something that they have been lacking for quite some time.
Vogelbach, dude, he's coming in.
You
dog.
Know what? He hit an absolute laser
moonshot.
A laser. It wasn't deep. But it was 114 miles an hour off the bat. It left so fast. I saw in the stat box that he hit the home run. And, oh, you're buzzing.
Yep. Oh, if you don't know, I've become more of a robot. And I added an insulin pump to my arsenal.
Yeah.
I'm a type 1 diabetic.
Everybody. Halfway to RoboCop over here.
Dude, I'm getting there. It's become like this weird third appendage. Upper appendage. Fair but enough. Yep. That's me.
What were we talking about?
Dan Vogelbach.
Laser. Hit an absolute laser. Okay? And he's at least... when he hits it, he's hitting them hard, and he looks like a true power hitter doing it. And it's just very fun. It's just very fun to see that. And, you know, like a fat guy doing something, you gotta look out at those guys. You gotta appreciate it when you see it.
But... Again, if these dudes are stepping up, which, man, it's going to be weird once they decide that Hira comes back up. I know how you feel about Keston Hira, but there is no chance that if he starts producing down in, what,
AAA,
wherever.
Are they in Biloxi? That's their AA, I believe.
I have no idea.
It used to be Nashville, but it's not Nashville anymore.
Dude, like everything got shook up. Like teams mixed together.
I think it's in Texas somewhere.
Sure. But there's no way that they send him down there and if he starts producing, that they don't bring him back.
Yeah, they have to. I get it. They have a lot of time and efforts invested in him. Colton Wong's on a 2-year, $18 million contract, okay. By the way, just so we clarified that up. But, yeah, the crew, I thought they were going to have problems with their pitching coming into the year for the most part.
Hell no.
And
that's their strong suit,
that's
man.
That's obviously their strong suit.
And is Corbin Burns back?
I don't think has made a start since he got put on the IL, but you know he's legit. I love Woodruff pitching, Peralta pitching, and Hauser, we were just talking about him, he has more home runs than Yelich and Hira combined this year, and he's just solidified himself as a silver slugger, I think.
Adrian Hauser? More like Adrian Howitzer.
Ooh.
Get it?
Ooh.
Like a cannon.
Got it. I get it. Yeah. Dude, that was a good one. I'm on this stuff today.
You know what? As long as the Brewers don't go cold, you know, say what that means, whatever.
They're going to be competing for a playoff spot all year.
Dude, it's a bad, bad NL Central. It's an awful one.
Right. The Cardinals are atop it, I think, right now. But
by like a game.
But all
and
of
a
them
half,
are really
games?
Yeah, all of us are really close with the Reds as well, I think, are up there.
The Reds will fall off. And the Pirates suck.
Pirates
and the Cubs
suck.
Will fall off too. They just have played some really bad teams. No, I think in the long run the Brewers will come out as winners.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Without Yelich?
I think for the rest of the year, yeah, they'll be fine.
Really?
You know who's not looking like a winner, though?
Who's that?
The LA Dodgers.
Dodgers are, they're the biggest, they're just frauds, man.
Dude.
Absolute frauds. How? How?
The
team is absolutely stacked, and all they did was, they won the World Series last year, and then they just added the NL Cy Young, and they suck.
Not to mention, they started off the season 13-2.
Yeah, they were... outstanding all year. Now they just don't want to win games. And the Yankees, who were terrible, are now all of a sudden one of the hottest teams in baseball. And that's the beauty of baseball. It's just one team can suck for an extended period of time and you're ready to throw in the towel. And then they get on this hot streak of 5, 6, 7 in a row. And now you're, oh God, oh my gosh, what are the Yankees doing now? But it's so early in the season, you have nothing to go off.
They've lost 15 of their last 20 games, man. Like, that's concerning.
It's not good.
All they do is lose rubber games on top of that. And it pissed off Trevor Bauer.
I saw Bauer was very upset about the whole thing. And after making such a huge deal about his free agency all offseason, it's not looking good for him. Yeah. It's not looking good. Well, should have went to the Mets.
Well, you know what? Say what you want.
Maybe the Dodgers are going to be selling.
No. Stop it. There's no way. Look at that effing team.
I know. It's stacked, but that's what I mean. They want.
If anything,
to get rid
they'll
of
just randomly buy for no reason.
That's true. But they might be flip-flopping then.
And what a lot of teams are, what they're struggling with, which a lot of teams are, is hitting.
And the entire league is actually suffering.
Yes, that's
with
what
hitting
I'm saying. Because
now we got 4 no-hitters this year. We have 5 no-hitters this year.
Yeah, you're right.
Madison Bumgarner threw a no-hitter this
year. We got you, Maddie.
I promise you. We are not missing
that
one.
And honestly, I'm sure there's another one that we just haven't talked about. Like it's another one of those 7-inning
BS one. Yeah.
But it's true.
Madison Bumgarner should have a no-hitter on
his
record.
We just got 2 more over the weekend with, was it John Means?
Yep, and Wade Miley.
Wade Miley.
Well, honestly, Wade Miley's game, you know, he went out there and he was really good. He had 8 strikeouts and a walk, and it's now the second time the Indians were no-hit this year, which is the fastest anyone's taken to get no-hit twice in the same year. And no team has ever been no-hit 3 times in a season.
I'm telling you, the Cleveland baseball team is trash.
It's not looking good. It's not looking good for Cleveland at all. They have so much season left to get no hit again.
And this is what I was saying at a couple episodes back
when we were talking about the juice balls
and moving the mound back. Are you understanding why the mound's going to get moved?
That's just crazy. Every pitcher just throws 98 now. It feels like.
Well, unless you're throwing 101, which is sending Jacob DeGrom to the 10-day DL.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, there is a fine line for these pitchers lately.
They're nuts. The average speed, like you said, it's all going up. And John Means also,
wasn't it like the first time in like 30 years or something like that for like an Oriole pitcher?
Okay, but John Means should also maybe have a perfect game.
Was there more controversy in that?
27 of 27 batters, he had a wild pitch, and it was considered an error.
Well, it is an error.
But he got him out.
That's on him.
Yeah.
So there was no one on base?
I don't think so.
That's impossible. No, right?
There's no way. He faced 27 batters.
No, it there's no way.
He threw 26 of 27 first pitch strikes, too. Look, 27 up, 27 down. 12 strikeouts. How does that not mean there's no way?
Huh.
They would all have gotten out every time.
Okay. Yeah.
That's stupid, right? Why is that not a perfect game?
Okay. No, I'm trying to think. There has to be a reason. There has to be.
Well, it happened in the third inning before anyone even thought to get superstitious. Pedro Severino. Dropped third strike wild pitch.
Oh, okay, that's why. It's a dropped third strike wild pitch, so that's why he was able to advance.
Yes.
Okay. See, that makes way more sense, because I was wondering, like, how is that even possible? But, because, like, how would you advance to first base?
Right.
If it was just a regular wild pitch, it wouldn't have gotten there. But if it's a drop third strike, obviously.
Okay, that took us a while to get to that point. Yeah, but we got there.
It's fine.
Anyway, it was an insane performance. Struck out 12 throughout the entire process, too. And do you think we're going to see 10 no-hitters this year?
10?
Yeah.
That's an insane... Well, you know...
We're at with 5 with Mad Bums.
Well, yeah.
We count it. We
five,
said that.
5 with an asterisk,
oh,
right?
Oh, now we don't count
we
it.
We have to count it, but we also have to give it an asterisk. Because realistically, we have to count
Do we get to 10 with an asterisk no hitters this year?
No.
No.
No, we're going to start... Because here's the thing. Because... I personally feel that baseball players, the baseball hitters, are just starting off cold. Very cold.
Very cold.
And
unless you're Mike Trout.
Well, eventually they're going to find their form. Also, your mean Mercedes, who is crushing it, might be AL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I can see
like,
that.
He's hitting like 380 or something like that.
There's insane. There's a lot of new talent dispersing around the MLB, and I like it. It's not a lot of the same names. You get a lot of new guys that you're hearing about every year and new teams that are looking really good, and some teams who you thought were going to be bad are now pretty solid. And the Brewers just got to stop giving up grand slams. That's what
they need to figure out all that, because they're being whack. Speaking of your mean Mercedes, another segue.
Oh, my God. Now I'm getting a little sick of them.
Now I'm
wondering if you just practiced these all before.
No, I didn't. But motherfucking Tony La Russa, the other day, did not know the extra inning rule.
That is the most Tony La Russa comment you can probably make.
Well, do you know how...
it makes so much sense for his old head to not understand that we now have new rules in extra innings. And that's not an old thing. I sometimes forget. But you're the manager? Like, you got to be on top of that, all right? Someone's got to check his water bottle during the games now after that.
Yeah, again, I'm going off, baby. But if you didn't hear, so they were playing against Cincinnati the other day, and it was a 0-0 game going into extras. And as we know, now in extra innings, they do this runner on second base deal, yep, right? Tony La Russa put out his goddamn closer, Liam Hendricks, on the runner's path because he thought that's how it had to be. Now, they make an exception. If your pitcher is up in the order, you can move to your first in the lineup or the next person in the lineup.
I didn't know that.
To avoid using the pitcher. La Russa didn't know that. And then at the end of the game, during the press conference, ESPN's Jesse Rogers broke it down to him. And La Russa tried to not only do that, but then tried to correct him, saying, oh, that's how it had to be. Blah, blah, blah. And just like, no, that's not.
Tony La Russa. He was just such an ass in St. Louis.
In every place that he's ever been.
And I'm just happy you have to deal with him now and I don't have to. Because, honestly, I could get sick of Tony La Russa pretty quick.
I'm already sick of him. To be fair, I was sick of him when he got brought in. Because that alcoholic drunk is nothing more than a liability to that program. Now, granted, I think
with all those young guys too, all those young guys in the locker room, got to deal with Tony La Russa.
A very big,
although he could probably be a pretty good manager to party with.
Yeah,
you know, after getting your ass kicked every night.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure.
Well, we got to drink away this one.
Yeah, and you know, then drive home.
Right. We do not condone that. That was
we were not condoning it.
That was a shade at Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa, gross. Should we get into some NFL talk?
Maybe? Man, Aaron Rodgers, dude.
Yeah, he's gone, man. He's gone.
He is pissing me off.
He's definitely not.
I'm going to give him a little bit of leeway now, because the story that broke of him, you know, coming out at the like 12 o'clock on draft day wasn't his fault. Did you hear that?
Didn't Schefter not have any sources?
No. Well, first of all, Adam Schefter had no proof of this fucking story
and just said it
and was afraid that someone else was going to come out with a big story that day. So he decided to just piece together some things for, based off of whatever that happened over the season.
What an ass.
And broke the story saying that Aaron Rodgers wants to leave Green Bay. And got incredibly fucking lucky about it.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
Fuck you, Adam Schefter.
That's a Michigan guy. That's the Michigan guy. That's why we don't go there.
Dude, Adam Schefter is... and on top of that...
College football program.
If you didn't hear his take on, what was he, Rich Eisen show or something like that. One of those fucking old dudes, like, talk shows. He was just like, I don't care. I just did it, and it was going to come out at some point in time, so I might as well just do it. Which is like, dude, you don't do it on That's fucking draft day.
Yeah, exactly. Ruined, like, 30 other people's day.
Well, not to mention the entire weekend for any potential Packers draft players.
None.
Which, you know, say what you want about them, but, dude, what an asshole.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Fuck you.
It was totally Adam not Schefter. Necessary.
I not necessary. Don't care. You know what? Not that, you know, maybe we hit it big someday and we're able to pull names like Adam Schefter on this podcast. Whatever. I don't give a shit. Adam Schefter, you can sit your ass home. We're getting in Ian Rappaport. He's way better than you are.
You know what? We would bring in Adam Schefter because we would not say anything on this podcast. We wouldn't say to his face, all right?
Oh, okay.
And we would talk to him about it.
Yeah, years later.
Yeah, 50-year-old clip up.
50-year-old Adam Schefter. Yes. I'm like, fuck you,
hey,
dude.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, at 50, you sound like that?
Uh-huh.
That would have been tough.
I'm a professional wrestler, dude.
Okay, no.
I'm old. I'm broken already.
Yeah, it sounds like a smoking problem,
Now that we kind of know that, more or less, that Green Bay is not getting Rodgers back,
there's just no chance.
Who do you want to fill that void? Because I don't think Jordan Love is going to be starting the season.
I don't know if he is either, but I have a little bit of a list that I came up with.
Yeah, I pulled up the free agent quarterbacks myself.
I also want to say this. I'll just start with the list first. So, I'll start backwards. I have four quarterbacks. I really actually have five, but I put four together.
All right.
I like them in a different way. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, trade-in?
Well, these are more like the four most likely with what I would like to see. That I could see a trade with San Francisco still, because Aaron wanted to go there.
You just got all trades.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I think he's pretty not exciting, but the team's not, disgusting, at least. And the team isn't... Well,
they're not starting Trey Lance.
I don't think so either, yeah.
So
we'll get to that later, too. But I think so as well that Jimmy Garoppolo is the guy they want to start with in San Fran, but ultimately... I think he's on the trade market if they want.
Yeah, but if they're going to do trades, it's not going to be with a team that won't take Aaron Rodgers.
That's fair. And I'll rattle off these ones quicker now.
Okay.
Number four, other one, RG3. Come on.
I like RG3.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Number three, Drew Lock. Compared to the free agent talent that there's out there, Drew Lock, okay, I'm cool with that, I guess.
If that's our best option. I super hate Drew Lock.
Well, that's why he's my three.
All right.
But he is better than those two guys, I believe, I listed.
Sure.
Number two, Jordan Love.
Okay.
I think, you know, I don't think he's going to have any business starting next year for at least a few weeks in. But you know what? We drafted him in the first round. Better roll with this guy for a little bit.
All right.
Kind of time to do that. Number one, hands down, would be the best option for the Green Bay Packers next year, and the most exciting, Derek Carr.
Derek Carr would do very well here.
I think that would be so fun. And Devonta Adams came out today, said he would have to rethink his future in Green Bay if Aaron's not there, right?
Yeah.
Who better than to make Devonta Adams happy with than his boy from college? went to Fresno State together.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's almost too smart for the Packers to even think of, but it would be such a great move, I think. And if and that was on his teams, too, Aaron, I guess. The Raiders.
Oh, well, yeah, again.
But you got to take those lightly as well, too,
I'm telling you right now, the number one destination is Denver. If Aaron Rodgers gets traded, it's going to be to Denver. I don't see how any other team makes a deal good enough for the Packers to fire on.
What if they can't give 3 first-round picks, the Raiders? I think they can.
You know what? A lot of the talking heads have been saying 2 first-round picks and with, like, a third-rounder and 2 bums.
You know, like, when I take Derek Carr, 2 first-round picks, a third-round pick, and another pick, I might. I might.
It's got to be 3 firsts.
You think?
This is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all
time. That's fair. That's fair, but he's old, man.
I don't give it. Look, he is, what, 37?
I think so. What it is, there, right? Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, realistically, has at least 3 years.
That's fair.
That takes him to 40. Don't forget, Tom Brady's still balling out at 42.
Yeah, maybe it is 3 firsts.
So that's 5 years, yeah. Potentially. 3 to 5 years with Aaron Rodgers?
I think you're right. I would like 3 first-round picks, but when you're thinking about the long term, you kind of want to get something for Aaron Rodgers, at least over here, because I think ultimately
how many years left does Derek Carr have on his contract?
I don't know. I don't
which
know.
Which is another thing.
I'm just thinking pure off excitement and fit for our offense. I like Derek Carr.
Okay.
But I think what it ultimately means is the highest option, I think, is Aaron is retiring. I think Aaron's done.
Well, we'll have to see about that.
That's what I think has got the best chance of happening. I don't think he's going to get traded.
So here are my list of dudes. Alex Smith is definitely someone that I think could come out of here. Granted,
that would piss off Aaron so much.
You know what?
That's why you put him on there.
But no, look, that is why you did it. As far as legit quarterbacks in the available market.
Okay, speaking of when's the last time Tim Tebow's been legit, Alex Smith had like
a gruesome injury. Alex Smith was good last year.
He had like He won games.
No. And you know what? With the Packers,
Taylor Heineke was the best quarterback. The Reds. The football team.
You know what? Now we're 1-for-1.
Oh,
I did not think that was going to happen, but I'm glad it did. You were hyping yourself up all day, only to get knocked down a peg.
Well, guess what? I'm going to bleep that out or something. Anyway. It's not going to I'll find it.
I hope you bleep it.
No, yeah. 35 minutes, Mark.
Yeah, sure. Somewhere. You're going to forget.
No, 100% I'm going
to
do it.
Okay, but like, but legit, Alex Smith just needs to be a game-managing quarterback. He doesn't have to go out there and try to be Aaron Rodgers. It's not realistic for him to be Aaron Rodgers. But also, Alex Smith is good to come out for only 1 year. He's not trying to look for multiple years on a contract.
I get it. Contract. But at that point, like, do you want to just sell as the team? Like, sell next season? Kind of go work
not
your way
a
up?
Look at this. Look at.
But if you can
do you
get,
know why?
But if you can get into, like, the top 12.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Here,
and you
here's
can try
what
to
you
land
do.
A quarterback talent that way.
If you're going to do that, then you might. Not only are you going to trade Aaron Rodgers, you're trading Davante Adams.
Oh, you think?
Devontae's on his last year.
Yeah.
But... And you just said he has to rethink some things.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't want that to happen.
I don't either.
Davante Adams, Green Bay doesn't want that to happen.
He's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
I
full-heartedly believe that.
Another option, Brian Hoyer. Not a sexy one. I get that.
Oh, my God. I like my options so much better than yours.
Look, I'm working my way up. You wanted me to work it up? I'm working it up here, buddy. Another dude that I think could just come in and be a manageable quarterback. I'm not saying he's a superstar. He's not even above average. At best, he can be an average quarterback. And maybe in a system that kind of works with him, it'll be good. But we just kind of have to wait and see how that, you know, falls. Another person, Nick Mullins. Now, Nick Mullins isn't a bad option.
He's not a good option, maybe.
Yeah, he did some serviceable playtime with the 49ers.
I think he has like some rookie records, honestly, for quarterbacks. Like in a most touchdowns and 16 starts kind of thing, or something like that.
And again,
not in a season, but his first 16 LaFleur starts.
LaFleur coming in to kind of, you know, take him. He's only 26.
I guess.
LaFleur could make him fancy as hell, dude.
Is there a way we can get like a Rodgers-Watson swap going on here?
Oh, that would be amazing. But they won't do that until Deshaun Watson clears
everything. That's fair. Yeah, I got to do that.
And I don't blame them. Also, they'd still need to give up a first round pick.
The Packers?
No.
The
Texans.
The Texans.
I'm calling it right now.
If we got him in a first,
they'll have to get something. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. 3 years left on a deal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you need to get something. Enough. You got to get. Yeah, yeah.
Now my number two dude.
Okay.
Little bird.
Are you? Come on, dude.
My number two is RG3. I'm actually
that's your number two.
I'm really hyped at the idea of RG3 here.
That would be super
cool.
That would be so cool.
I think he's had enough time off, and he's honestly on a team that could protect him better than what Mike Shanahan did in Washington. And I think
it would be so electric. It would be so fun.
Matt LaFleur would be smart and call a better and formulate a better system around RG3.
It's got to be some sort of RPO mixing in there like they've been doing for the last couple years, but it'll be even more
and
extreme.
He's got a great run game to help him out as well.
I think he
can sling it. You watched him do it in Baltimore for the past couple years as a backup.
You know what? This season will be very telling for proving Aaron Rodgers' point to see how the offense performs without him. Because of his, you know, claim of lack of weapons, but now they kept bullshit claim. They kept Tanyan, Adams, and Jones all this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be most of what their weapons were the year before too.
Yeah, and I'm telling you right now, Aaron Rodgers is not going to see any kind of talent like that. He's not. He's not going to see any type of talent. No matter where he goes, to the level that the Packers
I don't think
have.
He wants talent. I think he wants power.
Well, of
that's
course
what
he does.
That's what he's all about.
My number one dude, and I'm relying more on LaFleur more than anything, Blake Bortles.
Ooh.
Blake Bortles in a Packers uniform is kind of good, right?
It sounds, there's a flow to it.
29 years old, he's not old,
yeah, he could he could enter a prime still.
And again, I really do think that Matt LaFleur needs to find that quarterback.
That would be fun. I like Blake Bortles.
And he also worked with Sean McVay out in L.A. So,
well, we saw the Vikings get to the NFC Championship game with Case Keenum, and Blake Bortles has already been to an AFC Championship game.
Yeah, with a abysmal offensive Jacksonville
just
team.
A stacked defense.
Yeah, so that's why they got there.
Absolutely.
We all know that.
But at least he was managing the game well enough, like you said, to go 13-3. They were like the two seed that
and
year.
One
seed maybe even.
I think Matt LaFleur is going to be a big factor on who they sign. And now looking at everyone else, it's a crapshoot.
Hey, man. I did just read something. Packers are officially bringing in Chad Kelly for a tryout during rookie camp.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that guy as our quarterback.
Yeah.
Yikes. Big yikes.
So I'm kind of glad, though, because you kind of took the trade route, and I went
that wasn't
the free
planned.
Agent route.
Yeah, that
no, that was kind of weird. But I think
it worked out. We covered all the edges, kind
There's
of
been
thing.
A lot of weird in sports, man.
It's been a really good week.
Just weird. Dude, sports, football and weird. DK Metcalf, man.
Yeah.
Running in the Olympic trials.
That was,
right?
You know what? A lot of people are hating on him, and I don't like that. I think that what that does for him and his ability and his brand in the NFL, I think it looks insane. Because he's neck and neck with these guys virtually the whole race, and he's beating a lot of them, like, the first half of the race. And
again, 100-meter qualifying sprint, he came in dead last.
I get it. I get it. But he's also not a sprinter. He's a football player who's fast.
Okay.
And I don't know how long he's been training sprinting. It doesn't matter. Like, he is not only training sprinting. He's also 240 pounds.
Yeah, he is a big dude. I'm not gonna hate on him for that.
It was like 10-3-6. I thought it was impressive. And that was crazy to me. And on top of it, not the only new athlete to a sport, J. Cole.
Dude.
J. Cole
wants to go and play for the NBA Africa.
Yeah.
That is a hilarious idea.
I am so here for it.
I
want those games on ESPN8 right now.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's super Ocho.
Yeah.
Super easy Ocho.
J. Cole. What if he drops like 50 a game over there?
Man, I'm a little bit, like, perplexed by this whole Africa deal. Just the idea of, like, setting up a whole African league. I don't know what to expect from it.
You know what? A lot of talent come out of there.
I get it.
And basketball is just growing all over.
That's not me trying to hate on the idea. It's just such a mystery. Like, when I'm standing by the ocean and I look off and I see this mist and there's just this island there. Like, I want to know what's on that island, but I have absolutely no clue because there's a dense fog.
How often do you...
I'm just saying,
that's the moment this created for you?
This is the equivalent of that.
Okay.
Yeah,
look,
right?
See, I told you we were going to have a good episode.
But I want to travel over there, but I'm cautious as well.
I get it.
I don't want to be eaten by some fucking giant snake, some shit like that.
You don't know what's there.
Kong
or Godzilla.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm attributing this to Skull Island.
Yeah, fair enough.
That is how I feel about NBA.
Don't want to go over
NBAA.
There.
That's what I'm calling it.
NBAA.
I was actually just at the Bucks-Rockets game on Friday.
That was a fun
which
one.
Was the most boring game of all time.
Oh, okay.
Literally the first thing I did was shit on Brook Lopez.
He got dunked on.
By Kenyon Martin Jr.
And then he got scared. He did the...
But all I did was completely shit on him. I leaned over to my friend that came with, and I was like, you want to see 7 feet of wasted space right there on that basketball court? Like, I did. I shit on him hard. Because he's been pretty much useless all season. And then he goes off and has 24 points and scores the second most.
Brook Lopez? We are a pro Brook Lopez podcast.
You can be a pro Brook Lopez. I think Brook Lopez needs to be gone.
On the Bucks, most three-pointers by a 7-footer in a season ever.
Don't give a shit. He should not be hitting three-pointers.
What do you mean? He should be
mixing up his game.
Splash Mountain. He developed a whole new nickname because of
that
team.
Totally fine. Guess what? He should be...
I do like Bobby Portis a lot this year, though.
Bobby Portis is a dude.
Bobby Portis is legit on the Bucks.
Man.
Legit.
Also, great backup. Some crazy eyes.
He does have some crazy eyes. But also... his teammate, Chris Middleton, crazy eyes.
Yeah, Chris Middleton looks like a crow without a beak.
Chris Middleton looks like a Shark Tales fish.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, Chris Middleton looks like he's like trying to fit his head through like steel bars, and he's like halfway through.
Chris Middleton looks like he would... always be upset when a reporter asks him a question because he looks up and you can see only his eyes.
Well, Chris Middleton is looking at the Pepsi machine to his left and the, like...
Chris Middleton's like, vendor. Gap between his eyes is bigger than the gap between his all-star ability and other people's all-star ability.
Ouch.
Yikes.
Chris Middleton looks like he stuck his head out the window for too long, and now his face just stays
Chris Middleton looks like Sid the Sloth is hooping in the NBA.
No. I'm going to disagree on that.
All right, we'll get out of here.
Sid the Sloth is way too triangular. I actually started wrestling with a girl that we called Sid the Sloth because she straight up looked like one. Yeah, that was rough.
Sad.
I'm just saying. But yeah, but I was actually, what I was trying to say is that the Bucks hype man, Joe Thomas,
yeah,
I don't know. It's something like that.
Sure,
he's actually going to be like one of the dudes for the NBA Africa.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So they were hyping him up a little bit. He just like found out that day. So I think that's pretty cool. Wanted to give him a shout out. Like I said, I think his name's like Joe Thomas. I think that's what.
Yeah, you could be just completely lying, and I'd be saying okay.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
We've had a really. That was a really nice, good. Good chunk right there. You want to finish this show up here? Should we finish this up?
Sure.
Let's. We're gonna go over a little game here, kind of. Not necessarily a game, but just some personal opinions at the end here.
Yeah, we want to.
Which this whole show
is,
but
all 9 of the NFL NFL rookie quarterbacks that got drafted, and we're gonna like talk about their future.
Yeah.
When will they start? When will they finally get a chance to be an NFL starting quarterback?
And are we going to start from the beginning, or are we going to start from
the beginning? Because otherwise, we got to start at the beginning.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. Let's, I'm going to start it off right here then. We'll go, we both give our opinions, or one?
I think the very first two we can
is
just
week
knock
one.
Out.
It's week one.
Week one, snap one.
Yeah, has to be.
Both Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence are starting in the NFL.
They will be by week one. Also, Zach Wilson, do you see the Mother's Day? He made a very nice post about his mother.
No.
You didn't see that?
No, what did he say?
Oh, no. It was a very nice post, if you know what I mean.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, Zach Wilson's got a cute mom.
Oh.
Yeah, very hot.
Man. I was supposed to get that from nice post.
I don't know. I didn't want to be all over that. But yeah, all-time hot mom, Zach Wilson's first team all-pro already.
All right.
Yeah. Just to let you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, Trevor Lawrence is unequivocally starting. Like, that's not even close, right?
He has to be.
I don't know what the
They've known he's going to be the quarterback since February, they said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, he was going to be the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Zach Wilson, again, they got no other options in New York. So yeah, he's got to be there, too.
James Morgan and Mike White. Wow.
Those aren't even real guys.
I did not even know these people existed.
That those are literally Best Buy employees. Those are not, like, what? Those are not actual NFL names.
Yeah, dude, they just put their names in, like, a name generator.
Right.
And that's what they came up with.
Exactly. When you get the creative player in Madden, those are the natural names that pop up.
So, yeah. I mean, we know that those are going to be the guys week
one. I would agree. Yes.
Now, this is where it really starts to get a little bit questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with number 3 overall, Trey Lance.
I would say Trey Lance is starting by, like, week 9 this year?
Week 9.
Week like 8 or 9.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yes. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I think Jimmy G gets a little bit longer than some quarterbacks on this list. Okay. Just strictly because Jimmy G is, we get it, he's not like a flashy player, but also he does win a lot when he's playing for them. And if he's not successful and they don't like him, maybe they work Trey Lance in. But I think Trey Lance, it could be even later, but I think week 9's the earliest you see him.
Yeah. You know what? I am at odds on this one more than anything, I would think. It could either be an entire year, because I think year 2 is a very likely option.
I think he will be the day 1 starter next year.
But, it could even be sooner than week 9.
You think?
Yeah, and especially if they trade Jimmy G.
I get it. But
the rest of their depth chart is Nate Sudfeld and Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen's comeback. Tim Tebow had a comeback this week. Why not Josh Rosen get one
Gonna have a comeback.
All these like first round quarterbacks break. That suck. Yeah, Josh Rosen. I really thought he was going to be good too.
You did?
I like Josh Rosen. No. I did. He was California cool, UCLA kind of guy.
He could start even sooner.
I don't know. I think. Well, if we go into the next guy here, Justin Fields, who do you think starts first?
Oh, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. I personally.
What about Mac
Justin
Jones
Fields?
Too?
Hold up. We're on Justin Fields here.
Okay, I just wanted to lump them both in.
Justin Fields is a week 1 starter. It's not even close. You traded up 10 spots, almost, 9 spots, right? And gave up a shit ton of draft capital.
I think he's the week 3 starter, I would say. Week 5.
All right, you could say week 5. I'm telling you, he is the week 1 starter.
Whoa.
I'm telling you,
you
right
think
now.
Week one
starter. It's Justin Fields.
I think they
don't draft a quarterback. You don't move up that much to get a quarterback.
Is the backup quarterback market $10 million now?
Matt Flynn did that.
I guess, but he wasn't supposed to be at the same time. No.
But look, what was Jacoby Brissett bringing in for the Colts?
I don't know, but. I don't think it was that much. He was on a rookie deal the whole time, I think.
Dude, there is no way that, unless he has a terrible training camp, and I mean terrible, then Justin Fields is going to be the starter.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know.
I think Andy Dalton knows. He sees this move.
I don't know. I thought they might give Andy Dalton a shot. Like, as soon as Andy Dalton loses, like, 2 games, like, then it's out.
Well, I mean.
Depending on how many wins he has.
NFC North is up in the air.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot all over the place.
Yeah, but I'm calling it right now. Justin Fields is going to be the week 1 starter.
Okay. Now we go to Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
Now, Mac Jones, I think, falls in between Justin Fields and Trey Lance.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. Like, if we're going, he could be another, like, week 9 guy, like Trey Lance, I would say. But, you know, if we see him week 7, maybe, week 8, I could also see somewhere around there. Cam Newton was not good last year for the Patriots.
No. And I do think that they probably put out Stidham next. My opinion. I think Mac Jones is going to need a year.
You think so?
I do. I know a lot of people are in love with Mac Jones. I don't know why.
I think he's the most, other than Trevor Lawrence and maybe Zach Wilson, like NFL ready to throw in an offense. You know what I mean?
Well, because why? He's with...
And Bill Belichick also probably does help him. Yeah. But he was the most accurate quarterback ever and had the best passer rating of all time in college football last year.
Yeah, I get it. But I do think that he's very accurate. Full year, man.
He's a very accurate quarterback, and that's a big,
if
big
anything,
deal.
If anything, it's going to be super late into the season. Maybe like week 12.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Don't forget, we got 17 games this year.
That's true. There is, that would be like six games left, maybe even up to that.
And you know, depending on where the Patriots are at, maybe they throw him in that last two games. Because I don't, I think week 16 still plans on being, no, it can't be. It's got to be week 17 that's going to be a conference game, right?
No, the last game of the week is not going to be a conference game. We play the Chiefs the last game of the week this year.
See, that was dumb.
I know. I like the conference opponents better.
If anything, because they changed it up where it's like they're playing like the biggest, like the best team in
Yeah, I don't care. Year, it's not worth it.
That is stupid, by the way. The idea that like the top two teams have to play each other.
You got
to
play the conference opponents. I would just rather just play the conference opponent the last week. It's always more exciting.
Yeah, well, that needs to be the thing.
Yeah, it's always better. It's always better.
Again, depending on that last where they match up and who they're playing, maybe they bring in Mac Jones just to give him that love at the end.
I think all five of those guys have potential to play games this year.
Yeah.
If I was going to say which guy doesn't play this year, I would say it's Trey Lance is the money for
100%.
Me. And Mac Jones, I think, will play this year, the rest of them. All of them, I think, will play at least, other than Trey Lance for sure.
And this is starting, right?
Starting a game.
Okay.
I do.
I think you see Mac Jones getting brought in, towards the end of games, maybe some second half blowouts. But as far as starting is concerned, I'm thinking it's not going to be until late in the season, but I'm going to put more money on next year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about these later guys? So the first quarterback taken outside the first round, we had Kyle Trask, which was a little shocking, maybe, but very Brady-resemblant quarterback.
Yeah.
And pretty good to just throw in that system. And I think in, you know, 2023, he's their day one starter.
2 years seems about right. Three, depending on, really, it's all dependent on Tom Brady and how long he wants to play. Because if he keeps playing like he did last year,
he's going
to
just keep playing forever. There's no reason. Right.
There's absolutely no reason.
Why wouldn't he?
Who the hell else is on that depth chart? Shit if I know.
Ryan something.
Ryan?
Maybe. I don't know. You know what? Doesn't really matter. Wait, was it Chad Henne? Does that sound right? No, that was the backup for the Chiefs. He was the backup for the Chiefs, for sure.
It was Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert!
Yes!
Former first-round talent.
Yeah, Blaine Gabbert and Ryan Griffin.
Ryan Griffin. See, I just said Ryan.
I didn't even know Giovanni Bernard was on.
Giovanni Bernard.
Wow, dude, that's a weird. But, yeah, Blaine Gabbert. Dude, it's going to take 2-3 years for Kyle Trask to get any field time. As far as starting.
I think you're right. Yeah. And you know what? That'd be the best case scenario for the Bucks too, if he doesn't play within the first 2 years.
100%.
So that's kind of what they're rooting for. Davis Mills, Texans' first overall pick in the draft. This depends on Deshaun Watson.
And Tyrod Taylor.
Also true. I think... If we see Deshaun Watson's not coming this year, if let's say he's not playing football this year, which is a growing possibility every day, the more and more we get into this, who's to say after, like you said, we get to 6, 7, 8 weeks, Tyrod Taylor's not playing, doing anything.
Because he gets hurt.
Davis Mills. He might play this year.
I'm saying week 8.
Really? That quick?
Dude, Tyrod Taylor always gets hurt.
That's fair.
But he was so good in Buffalo.
He was all...
I don't give two shits, man. I'm telling you right now.
No, a little old.
Deshaun Watson is not coming back. He doesn't want to be back. There's been far too much garbage in the offseason for the Texans to want him back as well.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor is getting the start. Again, how long before Tyrod Taylor gets some fucking leg broken?
Yeah, because they have no help for his offensive line.
Blood vessel. Couldn't even draft a sideline doctor nearly kills the man.
Absolutely.
And he can't play for the rest of his life.
Never even thought anything of it.
Becomes an ESPN reporter in which then he tells them that he doesn't have that he has like a shellfish allergy. And
okay,
that's a serious
what
one.
Is going on?
And then one of their catering services brings him a shrimp puff without letting him know, and then he dies. Like, wow. this is the tragedy that is Tyrod Taylor.
That would be something that would happen.
He
to him.
Always gets
he
hurt.
He does have the worst luck. Week okay.
I'm so, saying week 8.
So there's a chance.
I don't even know what their like thing is. But so they gotta play.
Do you think there's a higher chance?
They got to play the Titans' crazy defense, and they got to play the Colts' crazy defense.
Yes.
At least one each.
Okay, so do you think that means there's a higher chance Davis Mills plays before Trey Lance?
Yes.
Wow.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I think you're. I don't think you're wrong. I just like that thought.
Yeah, crazy.
What about the next guy here, Kellen Mond? Vikings.
Ooh, Kellen Mond is an interesting choice.
If we're going to be completely honest here, depending on the Vikings' success, if they're a good team, he's not playing this year. If they are the division champs,
yep.
He's not going to play this year.
I don't think he plays next year.
Really?
I think
he's getting a shot if Kirk sucks.
Well, if, sure. But do you think he's going to suck? I'm thinking Kirk Cousins.
I think he's starting by week 12. I think he's starting by week 12.
This year?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. He's definitely not starting this year.
I
100% maybe week 12 next year.
I don't think so, man.
I think they ride it out with Kirk Cousins.
Didn't they use a third round pick on him? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Wouldn't
that means anything?
No. But hear me out. Do you think the Vikings are better than the Bears this year? You know what I mean?
I'm going to say yes.
Really?
I know. It's a weird...
I don't think so. I think the Packers...
Yes.
I think the Bears and the Packers could both still be better than the Vikings, even without Aaron Rodgers and the right quarterback comes to Green Bay.
That's a hard one. And again, it all depends on Kirk Cousins and how he
and
plays.
And if they're not doing well, why not take a chance on Kellen Mond, who honestly, with some people's... sixth quarterback in the class and could have been a early second round talent. And those guys play sometimes. Kellen looked really good at Texas A&M this past season. Earned him a spot all the way up here. And the last quarterback, Ian Book.
Ian Book needs at least a year, if not two.
He's going way longer than that. He's never starting.
He's probably never starting.
Never starting.
No, I would think not.
I think Ian Book's realistically the only one on this list, though, that has an would not start.
You also don't like Ian Book.
He's just not that good, I don't think. I think Brian Kelly in Notre Dame is a little bit better than Ian Book. I think that makes the... And they also play an independent schedule, so they can play whoever they want.
Well...
They don't have a conference.
They
don't have a conference.
Yeah, I don't care.
They don't have a conference.
No, that's not true. They played in the ACC this year.
They did this past year.
So,
they did.
And lost
to Clemson. So.
Again, did Jameis re-sign with them? Yes.
Yes.
Did, right?
And Taysom Hill's there too.
But Taysom Hill's trash. I'm sorry. Taysom Hill is...
He got a $160 million contract.
I don't care.
Doesn't that give him an opportunity to start in the NFL at least? At quarterback?
No. Jameis is going to be the starter.
No way.
Yep, I'm calling it.
No way.
Calling it.
All right. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. I told you.
We didn't even get to talk about everything.
I know. We had a lot.
Dude.
There was so much in sports.
Okay, first of all, let's just get... I want to knock him out right away.
Oh, my
gosh. Real fast.
We're going to...
No.
We're going to have to start saying him right now.
Dude, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, all-time triple-doubles leader now.
Passing Big O. Damn.
Boom.
Woo! Also, did you hear about the Oakland A's?
No.
This is going to be my big thing. I'm making this the goddamn cover photo because I think it's one of the wildest stories that has kind of nothing to do with
sports.
Okay. The Oakland A's allowed their first set of fans to pay with tickets with Dogecoin.
Okay, that's pretty lit. Yeah.
To the moon. The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
And especially considering Dogecoin plummeted this past weekend.
Yikes.
And I only know
not investing advice.
I have all these goddamn wrestlers.
Yeah, we don't invest in
that
Dogecoin.
Love this
nope.
Dogecoin
nope.
conspiracy.
I'm an
going.
Idiot, so I don't want to watch
well,
that
guess
stuff.
What? It's where the hell do people think that they're going to find these cryptocurrencies?
Yeah, I don't want to deal with it. I'm good.
Eventually America or like the country is going to establish a cryptocurrency as the currency.
Yeah, probably. In which,
think about it. Think about how cheaper that makes it, because then they don't actually have to print any money.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's a weird thing. It's
scary really, to me.
The whole thing is just like one giant IOU.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything.
Regardless, I just think that is one of the craziest stories, and I felt that I needed to say it because Bitcoin. I really want to make a goddamn Dogecoin clip art.
Okay.
Yep.
That's your mission.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to episode 14 of Down the Wire. Make sure to check us out on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we're on there. You know we are.
TheChairShot.com.
Also, check us out there. We got a bunch of episodes up through there. Check out some other shows on there, too. All right?
Yeah, go on there and get... fucking bird bit me!
Peace.
Look, I'm turning up, I'm too wasted. Riding around with my team and my shorty. Catching flights by my lonely, I'm faded. Can't keep hoes all these toes off my body. Can't settle for second, I must be the only one. No press is expected, I can't sell my soul to none. They want me dead, I swear, I see it in their eyes. A family I had once before is filled with jealousy and lies. Oh, I can't make you feel this. I can't be the one that you running with, cause I got money and got no ceilings. You talking down to me like I ain't showing love, I ain't got no feelings. You gotta steal and peel it. If you gon' shoot a star, then don't conceal it. You keep on talking, that won't be enough. If you gon' play this other side, then you won't see enough. Lights is on, seeing if you gon' fall, then you gon' be enough. Got niggas all up on my phone, they wanna speed it up. Taking everything I made at home and tryna heat it up. And if that shit don't go, they won't be seeing us. Yeah, if that shit don't go, they won't be seeing us. If that shit don't go today, then it won't go forever. I know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.